Matthew chapter 6, verse 31. You're welcome. So this past semester was pretty rough for me personally. And I worried a lot. I talked to my roommate a lot. And kept hitting me with this one verse over and over and over again. And it stuck with me throughout the semester. And it's gotten me through. And here Jesus is talking to his disciples. And you can go back to chapter 5 and you can see where the whole teaching begins. But right now he's talking to them about worrying. And he says there in verse 31 of chapter 6 of Matthew, it says, "Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do it the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient enough, or sufficient unto the day, is the evil thereof." So what that's talking about is it's telling us to focus in the present. And I think we live in a society, I think we live in this time of day where everybody focuses on what tomorrow has to offer. What am I going to do tomorrow? What do I need to do today to get myself ready for tomorrow? Am I going to have enough money to pay the bills? Am I going to have enough food on the table to feed my family? Everybody worries about what's down the road instead of focusing on the day. Instead of focusing on what's going on right now. And what the Bible, what Jesus is telling his disciples here is he's saying, focus on the day because it has enough weight on itself. And, you know, when I was 16 years old, I got called to preach. And when I first started preaching, I really looked at the body of work and what it was going to be like to be a preacher. And I said, man, I cannot do this. I mean, I'm going to preach until the day I die. So that's a lot. And if I think about it that way, it weighs me down. But if I focus on one day at a time, and I focus on one baby step at a time, it becomes easier. And I think that we've got a lot. I talked about this last Sunday when I preached at Murfreesboro. I talked about the difference between being a fan of Jesus and being a follower of Jesus. And I think we make being a real follower of Jesus so difficult because we focus on this huge body of work. This huge body. And this is a really bad comparison, but I can only give 22-year-old comparisons. So this is what I'm going to give you. I think about somebody who smokes and they want to stop smoking. And they say, well, I can't do it. I can't stop smoking. And I hear very, very often that it takes one day at a time. And it's the same thing with being a Christian. It takes one day at a time. If you want to start a new day, then you start today. You don't start tomorrow. You don't say, well, I'll start in a week. I'll start in a month. You start today. Because the day has its own blessings. It has its own challenges. It has everything to offer today. Not tomorrow. Not yesterday. Yesterday's gone. Brother Matthew stands up in front of Murfreesboro every single Sunday and he said, today is the most beautiful day I've ever seen because yesterday is gone and tomorrow is not promised. That's a very true statement. We can't worry about, and y'all can't worry about, you know, I'm not here every Sunday so I don't know what happened, but you can't worry about the past because it'll drag you down. And you can't worry about the future because you can't see the future. So worry about today. Worry about what can I do today to further the cause of Christ.
Amen.
You do that and things start to turn around. You do that, and you start to see the effects. You see, people, we worry about what other people are going to see us as instead of worrying about the effect that it's going to have on somebody. You know, I sit out, and I sit at the student union at NTSU, and I look at kids walk by, and I can so easily go up and talk to them. I can go up and create a conversation with them, but I'm so worried about what they're going to think about me. I'm so worried about how they're going to perceive me. Am I going to think I'm weird? Are they going to think that is what I'm going to say going to be effective? And I worry about how they view me rather than how God views me. But the effect that happens later down the road is so much greater. And in that moment, if I was living for that day, if I lived for that moment, my entire life would be different. If every moment I took as a blessing and an opportunity and walked with it and let God lead my heart and take every single opportunity, my life would be different. And if we all took that opportunity, this world's, everybody in this world's life would be different. You know, we've probably got, let's say we've got 40 people here today. We'll say 50 people. If everybody touches one person, that's 100 people that we touched in 1 week. That's amazing. But 50 people, that turns into 100 from 50. That's a lot of people. And everybody says, well, you can't turn around a church. We're so small. We're small in number. We don't have a lot of people. You know, it's going to take a lot of time. Don't worry about how much time it takes to turn something around. Focus on one day at a time, one step at a time. One step at a time, and things begin to turn around. And it pieces itself together. I think a lot of times we allow what's down the road to affect our present day decisions. We do that all the time. But it says right here, it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And right before it, it was talking about drinking, and it was talking about eating, and it was talking about clothing. Everything. What Jesus is saying here to His disciples is, don't worry about those little things. Don't worry about that. Because you focus on God, and you make Him the priority, not a priority. You make Him the priority in your life, and He delivers all those things for you. He guarantees it right there. You don't have to worry about those things. He's going to provide that for His children, for the people that follow Him, for the people that seek Him, for the people that earnestly want to see His face on a day-to-day basis. Not a weekly basis, not a monthly basis, not a one-time-a-year basis. A daily basis. We need to seek God's face. If we do that, then the complaining stops. And the reasons why we can't do something stop. And the limitations that we put on ourselves stop. And God starts to show us that we're worth something. I think a lot of people in today's society don't feel like they're worth anything. And that's why they're chasing after whatever it is. You know, you've got people chasing after celebrities and wanting to be just like the celebrities on TV. And you've got people that are searching after whatever it may be, you know. And I see it all the time on campus. I see it all the time. We've got so many people that are reaching out urgently for something. And it's right here. But if we keep it right here and we don't take it out and do anything with it, we're wasting it. We're just wasting time. We should take today and do something with it. It's a new day. It's a new opportunity. The sun rose up and God has given us another opportunity to serve Him and to live for Him and to worship Him. Do we take it seriously? Do you take it seriously that the one that literally spoke life into existence wants to use you? I know we don't. Because if we did, then we would do something about it. Every single day. We would do something about it right now. Right now. We need to get into the mindset that this is urgent and that the cause of Christ is urgent. I think we've got kind of lackadaisy in everything that we do. And I'm not saying just here, I'm talking about everywhere. I think everybody's just kind of gotten into these, you know, routines of going to church. And yeah, we're here, we sing a few songs, preacher preaches, and we leave. And y'all heard me say that before. But I still see it, so I'm still going to say it. It's not about the routine. It's not about doing something just because it looks good. It's about doing something because it is good. It's about doing it because it's the right thing to do. Whatever it is. I'm not going to make a long list here and lay it out for everybody and say, these things are good things, these things are bad things. Whatever it is that God wants for you in your life, I don't know what that is. You need to start focusing on that today. Because you're wasting very valuable time. Very, very valuable time. You know, I've heard preachers in the past say that, you know, I ran from my call to preach for like 10 years or 15 years or 5 years or whatever it was, and I wasted very valuable time. That is one of the biggest blessings in my life that I accepted that call, you know, the first night that I got called to preach. And that's nothing of me. I'm just saying that's probably the third biggest blessing in my life next to salvation and being called to preach, was accepting it that day. Because it started a new day for my life. It started a new opportunity for Dylan Clemens to step out on faith and do something for the one that created the universe. That was just an opportunity, and I said yes to it. You have an opportunity. It could be a new day today. God could have been hitting you with something for the past week, or the past month, or the past year, or however long it is, and you're worried about what's going to come down the road. But focus on what He wants you to do right now. Focus on what He has for you to do right now. That's what's important. Not tomorrow, not 2 days down the week, not next Sunday, now, today, in this moment. What does God have for you to do? What job does He want you to partake in? What can you do to further the cause of Christ? That's the big picture. That's why we're all here. Does everybody get that? Everybody get that? That's the reason that we're here. It's for God, not for me, not for Dylan Clemens, not for, you know, mom or dad, not for my girlfriend, not for anybody else. But God, that's it. That's the focus. That's the priority. We've lost that. Because if it was the priority, if it was the central focus, and it was everything that consumed us, and it wrapped us up on a day-to-day basis, and every day became a new day for us, for our walk with God, then things would be different. So clearly it's not. God doesn't work in this way where He says, you know what, you give everything you have, and I might bless you. I might give you something. That's not the way God works. He's never worked that way. He says, give me everything that you have, and I'll give you everything that you need. Mm-hmm. That's the God that I want to serve. Not a God that pulls it out in front of me and says, well, you take a couple more steps, and then you take a step back, and I get a little bit closer. And we stand in one spot, and we're running around in circles around him. God has never changed. He's the same that he was yesterday, he's the same that he is today, and he's the same that he will be tomorrow. But focus on how he is today and what he has for you today, not tomorrow. Because if you focus on tomorrow, if you focus on what's down the road, it scares you. And it intimidates you and makes you think that you can't do it. It weighs you down. And I've been there, 100% been there a lot of times in my life. And said, you know what? I can't do this. First thing I thought when God called me a preacher was, I can't do this. No way. No way can I preach for the rest of my life. No way can I stand up in front of a bunch of people and talk about you. I don't even know you for real. I don't even know, you know, the Bible. I don't know anything. I feel like I knew literally nothing. I still feel like I know literally nothing. But my point is that you still have value in God. And you are still worth something. No matter how broken you are, how small you feel, you are still worth something. And that's something that stuck with me over the past few weeks, as you know. As I prepared for last week and prepared for this week, is that even though I don't feel like I'm worthy to stand up here and preach to y'all, even though that I feel like everybody in this room can see Dylan for who he really is on the inside, I'm still worth something to God.
Amen.
And you are too. And when you get that mindset, and you get that in your head, then God will use you. Because limiting God and limiting what God can do in your life is really a disappointing thing to see. Because he can carry us so far. And he can carry us much further than we can see. And the reason that we don't have to worry about tomorrow is because God knows what tomorrow holds. That's why if we live for today, if we live for this moment, we live for what's going on right now, he'll carry us to tomorrow. That's why he knows it all. He knows who Dylan Simmons is today. He knows who he is today. He knows who I'm going to be tomorrow. He knows where I'm going to be in 20 years if I'm still around. If this world is still around. Do we live like this is the last day ever? Do we live like this is the last day, the last opportunity that we have to reach a lost person, the last opportunity that we have to tell a family member or a friend about God? Do you live like this day is the very last opportunity that you will ever have? Do you? And the answer is no, none of us do, because I think if we're completely honest, most of us probably don't genuinely think that God's going to come back today. But he could. Amen. That's the thing. You know, there's a Tim McGraw song, that's kind of weird, but there's a Tim McGraw song that says, live like you were dying. If you lived your life every day like that was your last opportunity, you would live your entire life completely differently. Everybody would. Your focus wouldn't be on work. Your focus wouldn't be on what are you going to do tomorrow. Your focus would be on who can I tell God today, because I'm not going to have another opportunity after this. Every opportunity is the biggest blessing that God can give you as a saved individual. People get saved and we get away from God. And day by day, we slowly start to kind of fade away, and then we draw back a little bit, and then we kind of fade away, and we draw back, and it's just, you know, it's like an accordion, it's back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But you know what? This is how we should be with God, right here, walking, side by side with him. If we're looking at saved individuals for something to do, if we're looking at saved individuals for something that we can do for God, it's sitting right in front of you. It's sitting right in front of you. He's put it there. You're just not seeing it. You're not opening your eyes to it. You got to open up your eyes and say, God, what do you want from me today? What can I do today? Wake up every day. Open up your window, see the sun shining through, and say, you know what? Today is a new opportunity. Today is a new chance for me to do something for the one that put me on this earth. I have a purpose. I have an opportunity to serve God. Take advantage of it. There are people that literally don't have that chance. That if they were to try to serve God, their lives would be taken from them. Now, we don't see that here in the United States of America. We don't have to deal with that. But there are people that do, that would absolutely kill, that would absolutely get anything and everything that they had just to be able to talk about God. And there are people that have given their lives in the past and in the present for standing up for what they believe. We need to stop taking advantage of what we have here, because it could very quickly be taken from us. We need to take advantage right now, today. Don't worry about what tomorrow holds. Don't worry about what a week holds. Don't worry about what a month holds. Worry about today. This church, I'm honest, has diminished in numbers. But that doesn't mean that it's diminished in quality. That is, you know, you lost quantity, but quality is much bigger than quantity. And you got the quality here, I can see that. And if the quality grows even more, then God will start supporting the quantity. He'll start to give you more numbers. He'll start to bless you. But this is a team. And it takes every member of the team doing everything that they can every single day. Not Saturday night rushing and trying to put something together before Sunday. I'm talking about every day. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then again on Sunday and it starts again. Every single day. You're a team. You're a family. Teams fall apart when one person breaks down. But you know what? As a team, you lift up that one person and you keep on playing the game. This is the game of life. This is the game that God has created. No, it's not a game. But let me tell you something. God wants to use you today. Right now, in this moment. Whether it's here, during this service, or whether it's when you leave and you need to call somebody and talk to somebody, or go and sit down with somebody and tell them about God. There was a lady that Jess and I, she just had no idea that I was thinking this, because I think a lot of things when Jess and I go out and eat at restaurants, my mind's all different kinds of places, and I'm always thinking about preaching, I guess. But we were sitting next to a lady at Cracker Barrel the other day, and she was sitting by herself. And I thought to myself, I looked at her, and I said, you know what, Jess and I should pick up our food and go and sit with that person. Because she doesn't have anybody to talk to. And she may not want us to sit there and talk to her. She may just want to eat her food by herself. I don't know. That was an opportunity that Dylan Williams didn't take. That was an opportunity where I picked up my food, you know, and sat down with her and told her about my God. But I didn't do it. We have opportunities. You have chances. Don't limit what God can do, and don't limit what you can do. You have a purpose. You have a reason for being here. So I'll end by saying this. God gave you value the day that He created you. And He created you exactly how He wanted you. Nothing was a mistake. No problem that you feel like you have in your life. Nothing that weighs you down. No flaw that you feel is too big for anybody else to conquer. God created you exactly how He wanted you.
Amen.
And He loves you. And no, I'm not sitting here trying to tickle everybody's ear and trying to make everybody feel good. I'm just being completely honest. And I don't think people hear that enough. I don't think people hear that they have value and that they have purpose. But you do. So, whether you start today or whether you start tomorrow, make it a new day. Make it a new focus. And everybody sets these what do they call it? New Year's resolutions. Everybody has New Year's resolution. Most people says, I'm going to get in shape. And they work out and they keep smiling. And they work out for a month. And they do it pretty consistently. And then they kind of fade off. And then the next year rolls around and start another New Year's resolution. Make a New Day's resolution tomorrow. It's a lot easier than a New Year's resolution because you focus one day at a time. One day at a time. I know that this church doesn't feel like they're where God wants them to be. God has a purpose. And He has a plan. And there's a reason for everything. And even though you may not be able to see it, and even though I may not be able to see it, there's still hope here. There's still a God here. There's still a Spirit here. And even though the quantity is down, the quality is still good. Focus on the quality. Don't focus on the quantity. That's all I have for y'all today. I know that was kind of quick. I don't know how long that was or whatever, but I hope you gain something from it. I hope that you focus on it because it's something that I've thought about a lot lately. And it's something that's weighed me down. I was focusing on one day at a time. And I think that's how I made it through last semester. You know, working for my parents and going to school and being a youth pastor and everything. You know, it was a lot for me, but I was able to just focus one day at a time. And my roommate was very helpful in reminding me of that on a day-to-day basis. Just like he was helpful for me, be helpful to somebody else. Pay it forward. You know, I should go and be that same support group with somebody else. We need to support each other. We need to support our friends, our families, whether they believe us, we do or not. Tell somebody about God this week. Tell Tell somebody about God and make it a new day, either today or tomorrow. And start fresh. And start fresh. Does anybody have anything that they'd like to say? Anything at all? I mean, small or big, whatever it might be. Prayer request, anything?
Dylan, I always enjoy when you preach.
I appreciate that.
I wish all the children in this neighborhood would have been here today to hear what you have to say.
Thanks. I'm being completely honest with you. It's always funny to hear people. If anybody ever says that Dylan, you did a good job, because you know you never feel like you do a good job. But God does a good job. You know, and he takes it however he wants to. You know, so I mean, Jeff sits in the car and every time we leave a preaching appointment, I'm like, that was very good. And Joe said, well, it was a lot. And to me, you know, I don't see it that way. And that's just, I guess that's just me. Maybe that's not anybody. Just because you don't feel like something had its effect, God had its way with it. He had his way every single time. So I appreciate it. Thank you. Anybody else? I know there's food down there. Can you smell it? A little bit. I'm gonna pile it right back. I'm excited. Anybody else before we dismiss anything at all? I don't want to rush the service at all.
You do left just enough time to sing a song.
My voice is literally gone.
You do left us just enough time to sing a song.
Sing it for me.
Oh man, that
hey, okay. There's
water out there. I'm not going to try. It'll be really bad. So I'm just telling you all what's happening. Just on you.
All in the
I was watching a sporting event last night and I screamed really loud here in one moment. And my voice has been hurting since, but I'll try. I guess I'll sing it lower in a moment. I'm kind of homesick for a country to which I've never been before. No sad lies will there be spoken, in time it won't matter anymore. You are
Still miss her a lot. She's been there with my whole life. I'm just very proud of you. Did a good job.
Thank you. Anyone else? Anything at all?
Appreciate the words you had to say. Thank you.
I love to preach. I do. I don't always thoroughly enjoy my job outside of these walls, but the preaching aspect, standing up here and getting an opportunity to talk, I'm always so grateful. And anybody that knows me knows that this is what Dylan Simmons wants to do for the rest of his life. I mean, this is me. I really enjoy it. It's very encouraging to hear y'all say that you enjoyed it in any way. But I hope in some way that God will see through all of this.
Not just the preaching, singing, the voices. It's angelic. Even though you might not feel like it, just singing because you don't know what it's going to do. It did what God wanted it to do for me. Thank you.
You and I.
Let's all stand on us to come down and say that we're still obtaining. I already appreciate it. Young man, sound as the Lord.
Amen.
I appreciate him coming to be with us today. I know the church does. And I sit there and thank you, Susan. Part of my thought, I'm glad the Virginia first crowd. And they have been a big part of this church, the Timmons family. I remember sitting on the second bench back there one morning, Dylan was behind me. He asked the church for the prayers. He said, the Lord called him to preach. And he said, I'm scared of that. I'll never forget that. I think you're doing a good job.
I was. That's good. Thank you.
It's all standing in the little train. Same page 44. That's fine. I'm going to say, sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansion bright and blessed, He'll prepare us a place. And we all love Him there.
Downstairs. For this area, we will be prepared in this.
Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for the good spirit that we've got today. Lord, we thank you for the message that's been brought to us. We'd ask the Lord to keep this message on our hearts. Take it with us throughout this week, Lord, that it might feed us and give us strength, encouragement, and guidance. We ask you, Lord, to hear the prayer request that's been made for the many sick that's among us. Lord, above all, we ask you to give us a spirit that will be a guiding light to the lost, to guide them to you, that they might repent and be saved. We'd ask you, Lord, to watch over us and take care of us, Lord, and bless the food that we're about to receive in a few minutes. Lord, these favors we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.